Back Talk is an extension of the award-winning movie review show It's Movie Time, which airs on Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
Oh, yes. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm the guest, Mary Urena.
And this is Back Talk. And Mary, would it be fair to say that in the movie Rental Family that we're talking about today, it's really about a sweet soul? Is that the way you read him?
Well, certainly the character of Philip, played by Brendan Fraser, is cast as part of a rental family as a sad American,
yes.
Which I actually felt, based on the lead-in of his character to that moment in the film, was an accurate description. So
yes.
I would say more sad American.
And I'm beginning to think that Brendan Fraser is a sweet soul.
But he does ultimately redeem himself as a sweet soul.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk more about him later on in the show, maybe about his filmography, which is certainly a varied filmography, but he's an Oscar winner. And
he is for The Whale.
I don't know. This might have been a better role even for him.
Well, the writer and director, Hikari, who's a Japanese-American woman,
yeah,
actually saw him in The Whale and decided that he was the person she needed for the role of Philip. And she didn't even know him, as is often the case.
Mary, the story, is this a fabulous story or what? I mean, is this real?
It is actually real. The director and her co-writer spent a lot of time researching this because she's now based here in the United States after having moved here for college, I think, at age 17. And they found out it was real and had that same question. This cannot be real in Japanese culture. But it turns out that loneliness is an epidemic. Discussing issues of mental health or challenges you may be having in your life, not as pronounced, prominent, accepted in the Japanese culture.
Right.
And so they spent several years researching this, interviewing people who work in the rental family business, and were inspired to make this film.
He plays a sad actor.
Sad American actor trying to make a career in Japan, where he had one early success as this toothpaste man superhero, which they show us. And by our cultural standards, it's pretty cheesy. It made him famous in Japan briefly, and people still remember the commercial, but he's struggling as an actor to get roles and parts. He gets a call from his agent and is offered a role to show up the next day as a sad American. And it turns out that it's a funeral for someone. For whatever reason, they wanted a sad American in the group of mourners at the funeral. It was a man who really wanted to see that his life was worth living, and so he held this funeral.
That makes sense.
That he wanted all these mourners at. He wanted to hear what mourners had to say about him to validate that his life is worth living.
Yes.
So that's Philip's introduction to Shinji, who owns and operates this company called Rental Family. It leads to Philip being hired to play basically three additional roles. And the first role, he almost doesn't do it. He goes into hiding on the site of where this role is supposed to take place. But ultimately, he ends up doing it.
Yes.
He sees the redeeming quality of being able to help people and is hired for two more roles, which really become the focus of his story and his development and his redemption as a sweet soul.
While the funeral one is kind of amusing, and when we're right there with him, we're Americans right there with him saying, can this possibly be real? So he decides to go back, and he does. The most poignant one would be with a young girl.
I thought they were both very poignant. He's hired to play the father of a young girl, unbeknownst to the girl, who was wonderful. Shannon Gorham played the role.
What a great
little actress. I think she's 8 or 9 years old. She doesn't know her father. Her mother wants to get her into the right school.
I love that part.
And needs a father to do that. And so he's hired to play Mia's father for 3 or 4 weeks.
And Mia does not know.
And then the other job he's hired for simultaneously is a very famous aging actor in Japan who has dementia. His daughter has hired Rental Family to have Philip play journalist interviewer because her father is worried that people will forget him and forget his legacy.
I love that part where he says, I wanted, when he asks our Philip to take him to his old residence, he doesn't want to be forgotten. He wants to do it before he forgets.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Before he forgets, he wants to visit basically his childhood home.
And this becomes the part of the dangerous part, that Philip could be accused of kidnapping this older guy. And so it's a bit of an adventure.
It is a bit of it's a quest, and it's an adventure. Because at that point in the film, Philip has been transformed because he's not just playing these roles and walking away. He genuinely wants to help these people and sees the value in the rental family business. But they also show, the filmmakers show, the dark side in that a female member of the rental family team is rented to represent the mistress and apologize to the wife.
Whoa,
they show a couple of those scenes, and one of which she actually gets physically abused as part of her punishment for being the mistress. And so there's a little bit of a dark side that's explored as well about these types of situations.
Wouldn't many American men prefer to have this happen?
Well, I hope this film doesn't give them any ideas.
I know. Renting their mistress.
Well, not renting their mistress, I assume, but renting the woman to represent their mistress to apologize to their wife.
Thank you, yeah. Yes. It really is one of the funny parts. This is not a comedy
But there are charming, amusing moments.
And I think that's a good word. I think it is charming. The old man, you may be right. It may even be more poignant. The little girl, when it comes to her facing the reality, I thought this was a very good part. But the old man, I thought it was very, very tender, brought out something in Frasier as an actor that made me really a fan of his. That low key, and maybe the sad part, but as he gets to be happier.
When you're watching the opening of the film and you're following the character of Philip from an audition back to his apartment, and the film is shot entirely on location in Tokyo. Most of us, when we think of Tokyo, we think of the high-rise, neon, millions of people, very glitzy, very glamorous images of Tokyo. But he rides a very crowded train back to his apartment. We assume it's somewhere in the suburbs on a narrow, older developed street. His tiny apartment overlooks all these other apartments across the way where he's seeing all of these people who are connected somehow. Like one scene has a young couple with a baby. Another scene shows an older couple. So there are people he sees out his window who have family. He's been in Japan for 7 years, did not go back to the funeral of his father, who died in his absence while he was in Japan. And so it definitely strikes the chord of Philip is a very lonely, lonely individual. And through the course of Rental Family, he genuinely connects with Mia and with the older gentleman. And
Akira Emoto, I think is the name. Is the actor's name. Well, Mary Urina, the movie is Rental Family. If people want to hear more, and they always want to hear more from you,
More from you.
They'll have to go to our podcast, which in this case is Back Talk. They go to WCBE Podcast Experience, and they'll find it. Mary, what do you suggest to our audience?
Well, similar to Sentimental Value, this is a very character-driven film, and it's a small independent film. Although I didn't think it was great, I do think it's a very good, enjoyable film and worth a trip to the theater if you want to make those connections.
Mary, there are two American films. Well,
just two?
I'm not sure the second one would be considered American, but I think it is. That this movie, rental family reminds me of. The first one was, and you mentioned it at the end of our show, if it's movie time, as he looks out his window, couldn't help but reminding me of Rear Window.
Oh, yes. True. With a less sinister ending.
Oh, God, right. But then that an interesting difference between the two. Not that they're always the same, but both characters are individuals who are going through some kind of a strain.
And estrangement.
Jimmy Stewart certainly is outstanding in that one. The other one was, and I don't know if you've ever seen this one, Lost in Translation.
I have seen it.
Now, you just as you were describing it, you were reminding me that's exactly the way Sofia Coppola depicts Tokyo. Brilliant. As our main character, played by...
Bill Murray.
Yep, who was nominated.
He was.
And
making millions because he's a famous actor, American actor who's been cast to hawk.
Yeah.
I forget, some sort of drink. Some sort of liquor.
Centauri is called or something.
Yeah, some sort of alcoholic.
Right, and he does the commercial. He does it beautifully. It just is so cool, Murray being so cool. It, different from our actor, Brendan Fraser, who has not made it as an actor.
No, and he's trying to in Japan. And it turned out, just from listening to the director interviews, she said that the number two job for Americans or internationals in Japan is rental family.
Yeah.
Like, it's number two as to how expats get jobs in Japan. So that blew me away. But obviously it's a very established industry in Japan. It's something that, no pun intended, is completely foreign to our culture. Loneliness being an epidemic. And I'm not surprised. Lost in Translation was made during a different era, but it's still about making a genuine human connection.
Yes.
But in the past couple of weeks, we've reviewed Sentimental Value, which is about reestablishing family connections and looking lovingly at a sister connection. And now we have the lonely American in Tokyo again. Through this process of being hired as an actor, genuinely develops connections with those he's hired to support. It is sweet to see his character transform from being lonely and not having any friends to actually having colleagues who become friends who care about him. And he also cares about the individuals that he's hired to support.
Especially the little girl, Mia.
Mia, yeah.
And that's a very sweet connection between the two. Rough spot, of course, as she finds out that it's not her father. Boy, is that tough. And I thought that they did a beautiful job of that, of taking her from that incredulous moment where she's trying to understand that this person whom she loves,
grown to love and become connected to.
Yeah, as I watch it, I say, anybody would react that way if all of a sudden you found out that was not the person you loved. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, and I think also she was given someone to help complete her family. Sometimes we choose our family, and she genuinely connects with Philip, and Philip genuinely connects with her, but because it's a contract, and the contract has been fulfilled, and he's supposed to exit back to America, it breaks Mia's heart, and it breaks his heart as well. He actually turns down a legitimate acting job because of his promise to fulfill Mia's journey to get accepted into the right school. It has some very genuine, touching, and sentimental moments.
Yep.
One of the most beautiful moments I thought in the film was his connection with the old man, the old actor with dementia.
Yes. How he goes back.
To help him, because he feels like that's really what he was hired to do, was not fulfill the role that the daughter hired him to play, but to help him as a human being complete his journey in whatever form that takes.
So just as Bill Murray in Lost in Translation, so too Brendan Fraser in Rental Family. Both of these are big Americans. They've both about 6'2".
Their stature.
Yeah. And I'll never forget the one shot in Lost in Translation when Murray is coming out of the elevator.
And he's towering over everyone.
And like three or four other Japanese. And what a brilliant shot. Anyway, Rental Family. Rental Family goes nowhere without Brendan Fraser.
Well, and Hikari was right to followed her instincts that he was the right person for the role.
And he's coming back with another version of The Mummy.
Good for him.
I know.
It's amazing what an Oscar will do for you, right?
Isn't that the truth? I have ignored him. You know, that and
well, he came on the scene young, attractive.
Yeah,
he did a lot of action hero, funny type roles. He did have the one serious role, and I want to say it was called The Quiet American with Michael Caine, I believe. I may be misspeaking on that.
Well, one it was in Gods and Monsters.
In Gods and Monsters with Ian McKellen, I think.
Yes.
So he had a lot of serious roles, but then he fell off the radar screen for quite a while. Actors cycle up and down in their careers, but he came back with The Whale and won the Oscar for that.
Yeah.
And now he's certainly on a different trajectory in his career.
Of bringing back The Mummy.
And he's capable of bringing back The Mummy. Well, exactly. Yeah.
But he wasn't... as a side note to yours, listed perhaps by, I don't know who does this, People Magazine or whatever, years ago, as one of the 50 most beautiful actors in the world. And I think you're right. There's something about him, even though you tend to think of him as schlubby to begin, but if you look at him carefully, he is really a very good-looking man. And
Well, as we age, we all get a little squidgy around the edges, as
you
say.
You don't. Unfortunately, it's easy for you to say.
That's not true. With maturity comes wisdom. And your willingness to not focus so much on your physical looks.
Yes.
I think it's true for all of us and people who are acting and in that field of where physical appearance means something. But in his case, he's aging and he's willing to accept these roles where he's not the dashing leading man. And, you know, The Whale is certainly a fine example of that because he does not physically look good in that film.
Now, because we're in our podcast... Currently on Netflix, George Clooney is playing, and he's called Jay Kelly, I think, is the name, the titular name of the film.
Okay.
And he's playing, big stretch, a world-renowned actor.
Dashing in appearance, no doubt.
But who is handsomer than that man in his 60s, 64?
He's aging well.
Well, he is really. A friend of mine was saying, see how he's aged?
If you looked at his dad, Nick, who was well known in the Cincinnati area for being a local television personality there, his father aged really well. So he has good genes.
Oh, and I like him as an actor.
I do too. And a director and a producer. He's a creative force.
Yeah, he really is. Brendan Fraser was in Killers of the Flower Moon a couple of years ago, and I've forgotten what the role is. Can you remember?
Drawing a blank.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it was a big role, but it was at a time when he could play a serious role, but it wasn't great. And he was in Journey to the Center of the Earth in 2008. I missed it.
I missed it.
Right, because I thought it was just another mummy. And and he was in Crash in 2004. Again, another...
That was actually an excellent film.
It was.
Yeah, he's had a varied career, and I like it when he's taken turns into... the more serious roles because I think it gives him more to do as an actor. In this movie that started our conversation of Rental Family, it's a very subtle film, and yet because of how soulful he is as an actor, and again, like sentimental value, there's a lot happening between the lines with the characters in terms of their facial expressions, their physicality, and their roles that fill in the blanks for you and round out the story.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine acting to be able
really
to accomplish that.
That whole notion about how everybody needs somebody is wonderfully played out here. The loneliness that, I mean, how many people, you don't have to be in Tokyo to be lonely.
No, and I'm not surprised that coming out of a global pandemic that we're seeing films like Rental Family and Sentimental Value that we reviewed a couple weeks ago, they're about... human-to-human connection and family in whatever form that takes. And in this case, we have a film that's about the epidemic of loneliness in Japan, but it's also about creating your family. If you don't have one, you can still create one based on your relationships.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't care where you are. You can make connections.
And it's innate to being human.
Yeah. Mary Arena, the film is Rental Family. And now you have a family, let's say, we're on the cusp of great movies. And this is not a great movie, I agree with you, but it's a very good one.
It's a very good film. And kudos that it's female created, female directed.
Good point.
And it's cross-cultural. It's filmed in Tokyo. It's made by a Japanese-American woman, Hikari. And it's also seamlessly spoken in Japanese and English. It goes
back
and forth.
Thanks.
It's very believable.
Yes.
It's not forced. And two of the actors, the lead actor Shenji, who plays the character Shenji, and then the female cohort that's part of the rental family, they both as actors have spent time in the United States, so their English is very, very good.
Yes.
And the actor who plays the old man is actually a very famous, well-known Japanese actor. He has two sons or two children who are also actors, and Hikari made him audition for this role, and he's never had to audition for anything. But she wanted to make sure he could seamlessly speak English. Because the character of Philip is, while somewhat fluent in Japanese, still is learning Japanese. And so it really flows back and forth with all the characters between English and Japanese. And it's done in a very natural way. And so that felt good in terms of the quality of the filmmaking as well.
The American family could enjoy the movie if they're teens and above. There's a chance to have a good conversation about what we have talked about connecting wherever you are, facing the fact that we could love anybody if we get to know them. And I like the cross-cultural that you're talking about. It's not heavy.
No.
Cross-cultural.
No.
You know, I almost wished it were more.
If you don't know about rental families going in, the question you asked at the beginning of our conversation is this a real thing? Does kind of shock you because it just is so far afield from our culture.
Yes. And while it doesn't fully explain, even as we try to do, the isolation that somebody Japanese could feel, it does show it in its own way. That's something that American families would enjoy and see that connection between the two. All right.
I would agree.
Yeah. It's called Rental Family.